Dear Heavenly Father, we come as your children this morning to praise and honor you. We lift you up in our hearts and in our minds and praise you as our Creator, the one and only true God, the giver of all life. We praise you for your strength and power, for your goodness to us, but especially for your love. Thank you, Father, for loving us the way you do by giving us your Son to take away our sins, to release us from Satan's grasp, from the power of sin and death. We know that death is an enemy, but that it is a defeated enemy because of the resurrection of your Son. Father, we look forward to being constantly in your presence and enjoying the fellowship of your love face to face. In the meantime, we ask that you keep working in our lives and in this world to accomplish your will, to make yourself known. May you work in our hearts and work through us to show your love to this world. Father, we ask that you would be with Dub Arisman as he travels to Texas and spends time with his family as they mourn the loss of a loved one. Please give Dub safe travels and the right words to say during the graveside service. We pray for Eddie Kitson that you will keep him safe at home and continue to help him as he recovers from his stroke symptoms. And Father, we ask that you bless our sister, Christy Ice, who is still in Colombia. Please heal her and help her. Please remove her infection and her pain. And please help her husband, Mike, as he ministers to her. And Father, we pray for Gus Garver, our elder brother. We ask that you would bless him with comfort and good days at home while he is in hospice care. And we pray that when the time comes, you will take him home to be with you. Father, please watch over all our shut-ins and each of us as we shelter in place. We know that you are the only true shelter that we need. May we continue to trust in you and to encourage one another during this strange time for us. Father, please bless our president, our governor, and other government leaders as they make decisions about the future. We ask that you give them wisdom and strength to make good decisions according to your will. And please heal our nation and our world from this plague that we are currently in. And we ask that you comfort those who have lost loved ones. Heavenly Father, may you be glorified in all that we do this day and in the week ahead. May your power and love be made known to the entire world. And may the love of Christ turn many hearts to you and refresh your people on this earth. Father, we rejoice in your love, and we praise you in the name of your blessed and only Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we lift up this prayer. Amen.